This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline.
Let's get out of Tucson and into the Santa Catalina Mountains to a trail that usually has a stream running alongside parts of it. To get to the Pima Canyon Trail from Oracle Road, go east on McGee Road to its end. There is private land around the parking area, so please respect the signage. Bighorn sheep may someday be sighted in Pima Canyon again, so this is not a trail to bring your dog on. Please leave Fido home or pick another place for him to join you. The trail begins as an old dirt road. You'll quickly see a row of rocks across the road, indicating that the trail does not follow the road. When hiking in the desert, social trails often develop where hikers miss a turn. A row of rocks across the trail usually means don't go that way. You'll reach the creek bed after about a mile and leave the views of the city behind. Within another half mile, stately cottonwood trees are present and intermittent water is found in the stream bed. The trail crosses the stream bed numerous times. Look for cairns, small stacks of three or four rocks, which mark where the trail continues at crossings. On the east side of one of the crossings, in an area of slick bedrock, you may spot holes in the rock. Like mortars, these are metates in place, where ancient native people ground mesquite, acorns, and other seeds into meal. About 100 yards further, and you'll reach Pima Canyon Dam. This is a good destination for a family outing. Hardcore hikers will want to go on from here. The trail becomes steeper as you pass the upper dam and gain some serious elevation. Occasionally, there are views of the city down the valley. Pima Spring is at about 5 miles in. The trail here has turned east, and the ridge to the south provides winter shadows. The spring can become an ice fall in winter. This is just the place to do a little ice climbing. The truly hardy can continue up the last 2 miles and 1,700 feet elevation to the summit of Mount Kimball. The spur trail to Pima Saddle is worth the 2-minute side trip to see the view to the north. Just over 7 miles in length and a climb of 4,300 feet makes this a great training hike for the Grand Canyon Rim to Rim runner. Of course, you're welcome to amble as far as you will and smell the flowers. Nap by the water if that's your preference. I figure to have days of both sort now and then. Remember to tell someone where you're going and when you expect to return, and always try to avoid hiking alone. This has been Eb Eberline for Southwestern Trails.